Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Happy Monday. Sunshine helps start the week. I'm Larry Richard with Marty Griffin, and we'll start this conversation by welcoming the Chief Medical Officer at UPMC, Dr. Don Yealy. Welcome back, Doc. Good morning.
Thanks for having me on, and good morning to you.
Good morning, sir. I find it very disconcerting, disheartening, and a bit frightening that there could be a shortage of 300-plus drugs. How does that happen in America, sir?
Well, Marty, this is something that's been going on for the better part of a decade,
yep.
And the frequency might be picking up. And it happens for a couple of reasons. Number one, the supply of a particular drug is limited, and it can be limited because it's brand new and people haven't ramped up fully. You and I talked about that with the diabetes medications that also help with weight loss. That's really a ramping up issue. Same thing can happen with new chemotherapeutic or cancer drugs. Number two, sometimes the supply is disrupted because of disruptions at the place where it's made. A couple years ago, terrible storms hit the areas where almost all the IV fluids across the United States were made. So for a period of time, there wasn't as much of this. We had concentrated the manufacturing in one area. That's very efficient, but sometimes it exposes you to other things. And then number three, sometimes demand spikes incredibly for a particular agent, an agent that either works really well and replaces everything that had been there before, or works well for more than one thing. And you start putting together a few of these different features, and you end up with shortages.
What are the most Amazing. Critical today, doctor?
I think there are some very specific agents in the treatment of cancer that we have to be very careful about when we use and when we don't use them. At UPMC Hillman is the only place that I can speak with a lot of insight. We've not had to deny someone the treatment that was best for them.
Right.
What we had to do is think through, are we using every drop of this as smartly as we can? So we can respond as healthcare providers and ask, is there another alternative? Is there a different way? Are we using the right doses of things? Number two, it's as a consumer to be aware that very often, while there may be specific agents that you've heard about, it's unlikely in most settings, most common settings, that there's only a singular agent. And so having that open conversation saying, hey, what else is there for me? Why we either wait for this to come back? One of the more troublesome shortages recently is our best medicine to fight nausea when you really feel lousy was on short supply. Doesn't sound very life-threatening, but when you're in the middle of having profound vomiting, it's what you wanted and need. And we had to think of and use some drugs and agents that we hadn't done.
What is that drug? I apologize, years. Dr. Friend. What is that drug?
A trade name of that drug would be Zofran.
Okay.
It was the injectable form of it for a period of time. Wasn't as plenty. It's, when it was introduced, it revolutionized how we treated people with nausea, almost no matter what type of nausea they had. So that may not be life-threatening, but it certainly is something that if you're experiencing either sickness from an infection or from the treatment of another disease, you want it to go away.
Well, hold on, Doc, because this is why I asked him, Larry. I was on that when I was in chemotherapy and radiation therapy, and that drug saved me. And if you can't get it, what he said, you become so violently sick, it's really hard to overcome sometimes because it gets to you, doesn't it, Doctor?
Absolutely. And we have other agents that work similar. The reason that particular drug was attractive is that it not only worked well, but it was exceptionally safe. Some of the other agents would occasionally cause a side effect that we had to watch for. So we had to ask ourselves, are we using this smartly? A common breathing medication, albuterol, yep, when we give it inside the hospital, was on shortage.
Yep.
What it made us have to ask ourselves is, are we using this as smartly as we can, or are we just reflexly giving one particular thing? I'm not there to cover up for
right,
some of the shortages. We
right,
have to find better ways. Maybe efficiency in the supply chain isn't the best way to go for everything. We learned that during the pandemic, because if you're depending on one or two people to make all of what you need, any perturbation will throw things off.
Dr. Don Yulee with
UPMC. We can also ask ourselves, are we doing things smart?
Dr. Don Yulee with UPMC. Hey, Doc, what do you tell patients? Now, you got 323 active medication shortages. What do you tell consumers, patients, to do, sir, if their drug can't be found for now?
Let's have the conversation about what you're on, why you're on it, and what can we do alternatively. Usually the first thing is, I'm comfortable with what I have. I don't really want to change. That's understandable. Most of the time, we can find a solution that works pretty much the same way. It is a little bit more of an inconvenience. Nobody really wants change if things have been working well. Have that conversation with your doctor, your nurse practitioner, your physician assistant, whoever. That's step number one. Before you get worried about, I'm going to have worse health because of this drug shortage.
You know, I've been down this road, man, and to make it personal, on a particular medication, and the doctor says flat out, you need 2 weeks of this, and you go to the pharmacy, you get 7 days. It's so annoying, doctor. It just is.
Yeah, and that's a pharmacy trying to make sure that they parse out
yep,
what they have as
yep,
effectively as possible. And it's annoying would be the understatement
yep,
about it. But that's one of the smart ways to make sure that in times of crunch that we're using absolutely every bit we have and not wasting any of it. Nobody really wants that.
No.
I think the real change will be having a little bit more duplication in the supply. That won't happen overnight.
And before you go, doctor, yeah, just curious, are we at the end of the flu season, and where do we stand with
nice,
COVID at this point?
Nice.
Both of those respiratory infections, and for that matter, RSV also, are at very low levels now. And we're seeing very few people, not zero, who require hospital care from either one of those, and lower numbers in the community. And we kind of expected that. We know for flu that there's a seasonal component to it. And even COVID-19, we know that there's ebbs and flows. So right now, things look much better. I don't know what the future will hold. I know there'll be a flu season next year. I don't know how big it'll be. And I suspect that we'll have some waves of COVID-19, but the individual and built-up immunity in our communities is actually growing, and I expect that each of those waves will be way different than what we experienced maybe 2 years ago.
But before he goes on that point, I'm glad you asked him that, Larry. Just last week, a young man, 42 years old, with a great career in law enforcement, passed away from COVID, and he had the vaccine, but he had underlying conditions. So my point is, it can still take lives, sir.
You're absolutely right. So people at extremes of age, particularly the more mature people, are at risk not only for the infection, but for complications from it, and people with multiple conditions. That's also true of influenza. The same groups of people are at risk for terrible complications. While it's better for most, it is still a rough ride and occasionally a death sentence for some people that we care for. If you're in one of those populations, make sure you're still immunized. And if you're in a high-threat area, masking for a short period of time still helps protect you. It is still an effective thing. It doesn't mean the entire community has to be masked right now. But if you're in that condition, if you have those risks, be smart about it.
Dr. Don Yulee, Chief Medical Officer, UPMC, always appreciate your time. Thanks.
Thank you.
The man.
Check out Rick Dayton's Drive at 5, top stories of the day every weekday afternoon. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. And also coming up, We're going to check in with Colonel Jeff McCausland in our 9 o'clock hour about what's going on in Israel, the attack from Iran, 300 missiles, drones, and ballistics sent, but a very successful defense aided by the United States.
It's a testament to a couple things. This alliance that exists now with all these countries in the Middle East, it's kind of fascinating, quite frankly. The other thing that jumps off the map to me, brother, is that Iran sends 300, whatever they call them, crappy drones, I would call them, and very few of them strike, which is a testament to two things. Number one, the defense system, this Iron Dome, which is an Israeli system, by the way, which is magnificent. And number two, crappy drones. Seriously, I guarantee you this, brother. If America sent cruise missiles from America to Israel, they would hit. I'm just saying. At the end of the day, we're lucky in a way. But you said something, and he knows this better. We're kind of on the precipice of a potential disaster, quite frankly.
Yeah, and I think people feel that. And as you know, Marty, directly, there are so many direct connections to Israel in that region.
Yes.
From Pittsburgh.
And so many emotions. And Raz touched on it this morning, a reporter reporting on the misery in Gaza, which, by the way, is real and legit. There are kids starving and children dying. However, this was all predicated by the slaughter of nearly 2,000 Israelis by Hamas. And it's a very tenuous, very stressful situation. And there's no one better, quite frankly, than Jeff McCausland to kind of drill down on it. On a completely different note. So, do you do yard work? I'm serious about this. I had to do yard work yesterday.
You did it.
Oh. There are patches after the winter in your grass. So you got to get the rake and kind of churn up the dirt, right?
And then put the seed. And did you cover it with straw?
No, we've got topsoil, which is what the pros do, bro.
Wait, you mean pre-seeded first, topsoil or you seeded after?
After. And first of all, a grass seed, for a bag of grass seed is like $90. I mean, it's crazy. You spend, and I love these idiots who say they love being out in the yard because they need to be drug tested. You're bent over, and you feel like you're being bent over. You know what I'm saying, bro? You got this rake, and your back hurts, and you're throwing down grass seed that's like $1 a seed now. It's so expensive. And then the topsoil is another expense. And you're into about your third minute. That's how long I'm dropping F-bombs. Now, I'm alone, but then I drag my son into it, Vince.
And how long did he last?
He was cool, man. My son's cool like that because he knows he gets paid. But then there's my wife, and she irritates me. You know why, Larry? Because she likes this crap. Oh, this is great. No, it isn't.
You're bonding together.
Pour acid in my eyes.
The yard.
Put needles in my sphincter. I hate.
That's a bullseye.
It's the worst ever. Took about, Larry, you don't do yard work, do you? You sit in there and watch the clouds, which is what I heard Larry did yesterday. My family was concerned because I was staring at the clouds. That's the side effects of gummies and bong hits. You don't do yard work. You won't answer me, will you?
I did plenty of yard work.
When? When's the last time? I'll find out. You know in about 35 seconds.
Oh, gosh.
All right, we get help from Denise.
Thank you. So I was out in the damn yard dropping F-ball. I had to send them inside because I was so enraged. You know, Larry, my neighbors must want to call the paddy wagon from Western Psych sometimes because I'm out there swearing at myself. But I did the yard work.
Do you cut the grass?
No, man. I can't. I would snap. And I'm such an idiot, I would cut off an appendage or two. I would.
Who cuts your grass?
These wonderful people that I don't know.
I know Denise Postler. I know Colin Dunlap knows her. She's like a CrossFit. This woman is a one-person wrecking crew.
She's CrossFit, so she's kind of hot. So you can't wait till she comes to your yard.
She flies around, and she's
all CrossFit.
Business.
So you're checking her out, the poor thing.
No, it's not like
that. You're staring at the clouds, and then Denise.
No.
So you do no yard work. And then there's my wife. Isn't this great?
I used to do this. All the yard work.
Uh-huh. I used to deliver newspapers too, Larry.
Yeah, but Denise's a friend of the family.
And she's, what, bulked up?
She'd kick your butt, man. She is fit.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
You have her number.
No, she's married with children. Oh, God. And we welcome our own Susie Cool from our news team.
Hello. Who
also has extensive experience in baseball.
Cool Susie.
Cool Susie. Hey, before you get into your stuff.
What's up?
What stuff? Look at the little notes she has.
I do have little notes.
The stuff that you're going to talk about.
Yeah.
How about the Pirates? How about Andrew McCutchen, his 300th home run yesterday?
Yes.
That's it, Larry. You got a yes from her.
Yeah, you got a yes from me. No, I really think that this series was huge. I said after the Baltimore series, that was a tough one. Baltimore has arguably the best farm system in all of Major League Baseball. And then for them to take the series against Baltimore, which I feel the Pirates are en route to be a Baltimore-esque team over the next 2 or 3 years with the farm system that the Pirates are building, that was a huge series to take. The Phillies, I think, was the next most important one on their list just because of the postseason pushes that they have made and the lineups that they sport as well.
Can I make a dumb observation? Because I don't know baseball and you guys do. They started out really well last year, too.
Yeah.
They really did. They started out like 28-8.
They wrote about it over the weekend.
Yeah, I saw that. I wanted to bring that up. I'm not picking on them. I love this. I hope they win everything.
Here's what Andrew McCutchen told Hannah Mears from Sportsnet Pittsburgh right after the game the field.
Nice.
Cutch, congratulations. A milestone moment for you with home run number 300. How good did it feel to finally see that one go?
I'd be remiss if I say I wasn't thinking about it. It's obvious, you know, how my season's gone thus far, but it's not that I was thinking about it every time I hit. There were some other things that were going on, too, trying to work through, get myself in a groove. So be able to do it in a place that I was familiar with. It's nice, and to also be able to get the win on top of it.
And in Philadelphia, there were a father and son who were in the outfield seats and they got the ball.
Okay.
And they were wearing Pirate jerseys.
That was really cute.
And then they presented it back to him, and he gave the kid a big hug, and then gave him the ball back, you know, for posterity, obviously significant for Cutch. And then he signed a bat for him, and it was a moment.
Me say that something, two things, because you're right on, brother. Here's the thing about that's astounding. Number one, and this is a fact, they could have held onto that ball and sold it for $10,000. That shows how cool they are.
Yeah.
This is a beautiful little boy and his wonderful dad. And the only reason I know is I was watching the video of Cutch. That young man was raised right. He was beautiful to those two.
Yeah.
And then he was so cool. He's looking for the mark on the ball from where he hit it.
And he showed him.
He did.
Yeah, that was cool. And
he's all class, brother. That young Cutch, he gets it, man.
And he came back here because he wanted to be in Pittsburgh.
Nice.
That resonates well with the fans.
You're right, man.
It definitely does. But, I mean, you have to think about it from this perspective, too. The young boy, his dad, they could have kept the ball. They could have never even tried to get it back to Andrew McCutchen. Then McCutchen receives it, and then he gives it back to them. It meant more in that moment for that little kid than even Andrew McCutchen, it being his 300th home run.
It was really cute, man.
Which is incredible.
And one more baseball note. Today is Jackie Robinson's birthday, so it's Jackie Robinson Day.
Nice.
Oh,
today was the day, or it's actually the day, excuse me, that Jackie Robinson broke the color barrier in baseball. So MLB, everybody wears 42.
I was going to say, I feel like this is the hardest day in Major League Baseball because everybody's just in 42, and you're just like, which one is which?
And we talked to Roberto Clemente Jr., there are serious talks now finally underway about them making a movie about Roberto called 21.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Do you do yard work?
I actually do.
And you enjoy it?
I actually love yard work.
Something's wrong with this.
I have two older brothers, okay? Mm-hmm. And you can ask my dad. He's probably listening because he listens every Monday at 8:30. Whenever I grew up, my brothers, sorry, Robbie and Kenny, I'm going to throw you under the bus
right now. Do it.
They did not like doing chores at all. So I would always help out my parents. And we have a huge backyard, and I would ride mow the backyard, and then I would push mow the front and the two side yards.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
My wife
and
loves this
mom is a stickler.
Uh-huh.
I would have to bag. So, I'm push mowing and bagging, and that gets heavy.
It does.
She didn't want
She doesn't want the little grass. Yeah. So I bagged it for my mother.
How about this guy? Jeff says, I'd rather shove an ice pick in my ear than do yard work. I'm with you, brother.
I thought he was going to say, then listen to Susie or something.
Well, no, we'd love you.
We're with Susie. Cool. So what's on your list?
So, look at the note she has, Larry.
So
look
my
at this.
List, well, I feel like my list is very sporty this week. obviously, the Penguins game tonight is huge.
Must win.
It's must win.
100%.
Griffins are going.
Must win.
Oh, that's right.
Oh my goodness, have fun.
Why are you going tonight? There's a special, just for the heck of it, or?
It's bring a talk host to a ice hockey night.
One of his boys is the president, Kevin Ackrell, another Central grad.
Yeah.
I got no problem with that.
Okay.
I got no problem with being tight with Ack.
So.
And Cross.
That's going to be a big night. Fun. It'll be a fun atmosphere.
It will be. Yeah, because, I mean, everything's on the line. Is this the last home game? Nobody knows. It could be.
Oh, yeah.
And it could be the
right.
last game for some very prominent Penguins.
Yeah, also that. So you have the big matchup at home tonight.
Brother.
And then if they win, then you better have a watch party on Wednesday. And if the New York Islanders lose tonight against New Jersey, you definitely should have a watch party on Wednesday, because that is going to be huge.
And the Islanders host the Penguins in the final regular season game. So two things have to happen. Penguins have to win tonight.
I see.
And they have to hope a couple other things happen, to your point.
Yeah.
But it's not over yet.
It's not. The playoff hopes are still alive somehow. And then I would also just look ahead to the weekend whenever the Boston Red Sox come in town. I feel like whenever a historic team like Boston or the New York Yankees come to town to PNC Park, like, you got to take it in.
Get your tickets.
Actually, a great point.
We need to block out the Bo Sox fans because they'll come.
Wow.
They will.
Yeah. Larry won't
I have
go,
to
though.
Admit something.
Uh-oh.
I'm low-key a Red Sox fan, too.
Because
I worked in their system for 2 years, so their entire team right now.
You hear this low-key crap.
Low-key.
Everything my daughter says is.
Low-key, high-key.
Everything is in this silly speak, and she's part of that little group.
What do you mean silly? I love the word silly, too.
Larry,
you
everything.
You'll use that one.
Yes, I do.
Oh, you do.
I hear my daughter say low-key. If I hear it one more time, I'm cutting off their allowance.
Low-key.
She's the best.
I don't have an allowance, so I just asked Marty for $2 billion, and he said absolutely not. So
$2 billion.
He has people that have that kind of money.
He's, I hate being me.
He's close, but he doesn't have the billion yet. He's got the multiple M's, but not B's.
I'll be at the Pens game tonight in case anybody wants to.
Alrighty.
You know, you
want,
on the ice.
If you want Marty Griffin's autograph, he will be at the Penguins.
He's going to go in the player's entrance. No one will see him.
So, he'll skate around with Sid. Yo, Skid, what's up?
Hang out with Kevin Ackland.
He'll get the
whisked up to the owner's box.
Get his Jager bobblehead.
Have 12 beers, throw up on the ice, and go home with my kids.
That's a hockey night in Pittsburgh. Yeah, do or die for the Pittsburgh Penguins. How about Sid at the end of the game Saturday? Got a little... Did you see that takedown he had of the one? I mean, literally wrestled a guy and threw him down on the ice.
Whoa.
I'll be honest with you. I watched the entire game until the final minutes because I was actually on TV.
Whoa.
So my
shot.
Back was towards the game
big
as it was
shot,
going
Larry.
On behind me.
Where were you on TV?
KK.
I was actually standing in this corner over
here. I was on KKA.
I was on KDKA.
How'd you do?
I think I did pretty decent the past couple weekends. I would like to think so. We've had a lot of Pirates talk, so when we do that, that's my bread and butter, and I can go on about it.
You're the one responsible for the Billy Joel.
Billy Joel?
Yeah. You cut out of the Billy Joel concert
live.
To the news at 11.
Oh, my goodness.
While he's
absolutely
singing.
Absolutely not.
Was that your call?
Was
that yesterday? Because I was
last
on Friday
night.
And said no.
Oh, okay.
No.
Susie Cole, how do we follow you?
At Suze Kewl, that's SUZKEWL. Marty's still confused. That's not how you actually spell my name,
it's
but that's
cool
what it
Susie.
Is.
Cool Susie.
God bless you. Very, very big day for the former President Donald Trump. And we'll weigh in with a prominent attorney and talk about what's at stake, how this process will go, selecting a jury, and can they find an impartial jury?
And this is historic. This has never happened. There's never been a president or former president facing criminal charges in a trial. Crazy. Meantime, we talk about small business all the time and how they get screwed over by bureaucracy. They don't call them back. They don't do their job. They do everything to shut down small businesses. However, we brought our friend Tim Shuley on this morning. He's right there on Fifth Avenue. Is it Halkett?
Halkett and Fifth since 1980. And Tim's back with us. Tim?
Guys, I'm back.
All right, so there's a massive pothole in front of his business that thousands of cars go over, and it screws up traffic, it screws up cars, it screws up business. So we bring him on this morning. What time was that, Larry? Was that 7:05?
Yes.
And by what time did the city get there to fix the pothole?
Probably about a half an hour ago.
Half an hour ago.
Is it done? Or are they still in progress?
Still here. There's about four or five guys out here dumping some more coal patches. So I hope they resolve this. But at this point, it looks like they're just filling back in again.
But at least they're trying.
Yeah. No. I appreciate that they came out so soon, and I appreciate you guys doing what you did for me.
You're my man. We love you, brother. Make us a slice, all right?
We're making the dough now.
All right,
you better believe it.
All right, my man.
Yeah, and go out there and thank them for us, too, please.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I love the Public Works guys. They work their tails off.
Oh, they're customers of ours, and we've been telling them, you know.
They face ridiculous odds, horrible equipment, mismanagement, ridiculous decision-making, but they're out there this morning doing their job as they always do.
Yes, sir.
And let me say this. They had a contract that was approved about a month or so ago, and the city refused to pay them for the raises in that contract until the union guy said, we're going to walk off the job, and now they're paying them. It took that to even get them paid their raise, Tim.
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
It's amazing what they're doing to small business owners and to business people in general.
And to middle-class guys out there kicking butt. Thanks, brother.
Tim Shuley.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
But I do respect it. Public Works is out there fixing the pothole. They do listen. They do care. It's just...
Well, when you showed that, you posted a picture yesterday.
Yeah,
the pothole was almost a joke.
Disgusting.
They just had, they put pylons in front of it.
They put a cone in it.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.